Last year, we debuted our big Catholic calendar. And this year, we got something new up our sleeve. Take a peek up that sleeve in this episode of the Catholic Money Show.
Last year, we debuted for the first time ever our big Catholic calendar, and it was a hit.
Big hit.
It was a hit, actually.
Big calendar, big hit.
We've had many of you already emailing since like August about when is this coming out, and I'm with you. I want it done yesterday. It is being worked on. Jonathan is our lovely designer for the product. Maybe next year
digital
we'll have
calendar
somebody.
Monkey.
Maybe we'll have somebody else do it earlier next year. It is being
maybe
worked on.
Maybe I'll do two this year.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And a lot of you have loved it. You've sent us pictures over the last year about how it's blessed your family. It's been on your wall. It's helped you have things to look forward to, yada, yada, yada. But as the year went on, I realized something myself. That I love our big Catholic calendar, but it's not the only thing that I use for planning. I actually use a series of tools, if you will. It's a totally different episode that we've done, I think, in a podcast episode on rallying cries, weekly meetings, just kind of how we organize ourselves as a couple and in our business and how we use that to achieve goals. But as far as calendars, I don't only use the big Catholic calendar. And we have a digital one, digital calendar, but to be honest, I feel distant from it. You can get stuff on there and it can help you as spouses know what the family's doing and when you can book an appointment or not. And you can look way ahead and be able to see those things. We do that. But really, where the magic happens for us in our family is in my weekly planner, my weekly, monthly day planner that is paper.
Your big planner book.
My big one. And I have used for, 15 years now. The same planner system that has been, I will tell you, it's been ranked the number one planning system according to Wirecutter.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, I want to say that's probably mostly from men. Not a lot of women use a system like this because, I won't say not a lot, but a lot of women like more of the frills and the gorgeous planners that are out there with the stickers and is aesthetically pleasing.
The flowers and the hard to read handwritten fonts.
I'm not into that. I like beauty. I appreciate beauty. But in my weekly planning, I need efficiency. I need organization. I need let's get it done. Let's move it forward. I don't need a sticker. I don't need something pink. I just need to get it done. And that's part of my personality. But I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of people out there that that would really be what serves you. And so this system that I've used for the better part of 15 years is none other than local Omaha-based, which I love, PlannerPad. PlannerPad. They're great. They're fantastic. But this last year when we created our big Catholic calendar, all of a sudden it threw me for a loop.
Because when it comes to the big annual calendar on the wall, we went from having to settle for what other people have come up with to being able to have it made exactly how we'd like. And now you've been spoiled.
Exactly. So every, you know, our big Catholic calendar incorporates the liturgical year with the right colors at the right time and the right season. And it notes days of fasting and
First Fridays, all the stuff.
Yeah, it's just, and all the saint days of that particular day, the calendar is thoroughly Catholic. And all of a sudden, it now made me not like my calendar. That sounds terrible, but I had realized how much heavy lifting I was doing, bringing the faith, integrating the faith into my day planner. And I just thought, why am I doing that? This is a great system. There are a couple things that I tweak because I am a CEO of a corporation, but it's not the only reason I use my planner. Okay.
You're the CEO?
Are you?
You are the definite CEO. I'm the janitor.
No, you're not. I was going to say, like, you're like chief technology officer or like C, what's that second hand?
Operations.
COO. Yeah, there we go.
You're probably COO too.
Maybe that too. Okay, you're maybe three or four down the
C-suite. Chief creative, maybe.
There we go. Chief marketing. There we go. There we go.
I'm the intern, the unpaid intern.
Okay, don't make me laugh. But I forget where I was going there.
Tweaks to the system.
Yes, a lot of people sit down and use a planner like this, you know, just in their work role. Mm-hmm. But it's got to lift for me at home, too. I've got to also include the homeschooling. I've got to include mom stuff. And there's just not a lot of room for the mom stuff in the planner pad. And I've always kind of made up my own little area for that. And I don't want to make up an area anymore. And then there's just too little note-taking space. Who gives you one half a page for a month? I need that every week. Moms take a lot of notes. Business owners take a lot of notes. And so there was just so many things that kind of started to come to mind. And so midsummer, I went to Jonathan, as I often do. And I say, hey, I have this huge, enormous project. Amazing idea. Blah, 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 blah. Dump it on him. Hey, can you go do that?
Yes, honey.
And that is what you are in the middle of making a reality.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So that's kind of the basis and the story.
It's taking the best of the big Catholic calendar and transposing it into a tool that helps you in the day-to-day, the week-to-week, the month-to-month, living out of your life.
Yeah. They're like two sides of the same coin.
And this is, so no one's under any confusion, a planner that is Catholic. This is not
a Catholic
to
planner.
Replace
no.
your journal
nope.
or your prayer routines. I respect that you've probably got something going, so I'm not going to try to shoehorn you into what I think you might be doing for your prayer that day, right? This is not monk manual. This is not the saint maker, where there's all these extra things loaded in there to reflect on the day. Those are all
fine. Or the blessed is she one.
Yeah, those are good.
Scripture reflections,
I'm not against those things. But if you like those things, I mean, we just named three to choose from. There's probably even more. But if you're looking for just the planner to get things done, to get things organized, and certainly some of that is going to be some faith stuff. Mm-hmm. To organize your life in light of the faith. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll say this. For years, you go.
Okay. But I was going to, before the train has left the station at this point.
It's true.
We are having a pre-sale. We've neglected to mention the really important thing here.
There it is.
We are doing a pre-sale, not only of our big Catholic calendar right now, but we are also including the first images to you of our brand new Catholic.
Big Catholic
planner. We don't actually have a name.
Big Catholic calendar planner book schedule diary.
It doesn't have a name yet. It's going to have a name, but we're in the pre-sales. And so we have just special pricing going on right now, because we want to reward the early birds who are ready to catch that worm and grab 2024 by the throat from the get-go.
Whoa.
You want to be intentional right out the gate, and you're ready to go? Well, you go ahead, you snag some savings, you get in on these right now. Mm-hmm. And we will have a link in the show notes. Jonathan, do we know what that link is right now? WalletWin.com.
BigCatholicCalendar.com.
BigCatholicCalendar.com. Great. And the planner information is going to be
on there
too.
Big Catholic Calendar, the planner. I don't, whatever it's called. That's what it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Smaller Catholic calendar.
Okay, so every year.
I don't even know how long this has been. Whenever it was that I ran into someone working at a parish writing something in the calendar. Mm-hmm. They've got a liturgical year calendar book. Mm-hmm. It's got the color on it. So you've got some purple days, you've got the white days, all that stuff. And I thought, how neat is that? Now, the only one I've ever seen, and I haven't seen it too much, it's one of those where it's like, you know, the week is just those big chunks. So it's like 3 days on a page.
Hate that.
It's just lines. I don't think there's times on it or anything. It's just, this is the day. It's a purple day.
Sure.
So I thought, man, that's kind of cool. Well, now I have a book like this.
Awesome. Okay, let's get into getting to talk about some of the points here. Because I know people are, they don't want to hear us yap. They want to hear us talk about the pros.
Why does this even matter?
And why does this matter? And then our unique kind of system of how we do this. Because again, we're not, we are not the same as other Catholic planners who that might exist. And we're going to talk about some of the features that we've got in ours that I think are really beneficial. For the sake of you efficiency lovers out there who are running corporations, running households, the CFO of your home, etc. This is designed for you. All right, so let's just talk briefly on kind of that the power of annual planning. Like why the big Catholic calendar is even necessary.
Well, there's a lot going on in our lives, and we can get so focused on the mechanics of it, making sure everybody's going to the right place at the right time, that we forget, right? We have this feeling, where, it's the end of the month already? Where did it go?
What happened to October? What happened to February?
Did we have summer? All this, so it's good to kind of pull back, see the whole year all at once, not a series of 12 pages on the calendar, but one huge calendar. You can see how one month flows into the next, how this activity, this sports team, this camp, this vacation, whatever it is, affects the other things around it in the year. So annual planning is huge. Also, it's just the natural cycle of things. It's how everything was created. We're on this annual cycle. So there's some things that we do every day. Brush my teeth. There's some things we do every week. Take a shower. There's other things,
when you have a newborn.
Every month. You know, and then there's things that we do every year. And so it allows us to really see those cycles of life and make sure everything can get figured out.
Yeah, and we have a podcast episode dedicated to a little bit more specifically the big Catholic calendar. And we'll link to that below if you have not listened to that. It's good. I would say something that we have really benefited from, particularly on our big Catholic calendar this last year, I packed that thing up. Mm-hmm. Like maybe a pinch overpacked, but I also recognized when I was overpacking it and I built in buffers, something that in years previous I may not have done. And so I noticed that, okay, May and June and July look really fun, but I'm going to have an ulcer at the end. We can't do anything in August.
Yes.
And that annual planning ability allowed us to see that coming. And not to just end up in a train wreck scenario. And so I love it for that. I love it for that so much. Now, let's dial into that significance of the weekly planning.
Yeah, so we zoom in a little bit more. The week, now that is a cycle that we go through, right? Oh, yes, this meeting's every Wednesday night or whatever.
Every second Tuesday.
And so it helps you to see, okay, this is the week ahead of us. This is where we break it down now. All right, I can look ahead. Pretty much keep a lot of that in my head all at once this coming week. And it's, okay, maybe not my head.
You don't know what we're doing this afternoon. We got to set. You have to look at your phone to know.
I might get one of these planners.
I bought you all the planners.
The week is helpful because that's what's coming down on you right now.
Yes.
And this is your chance to plan ahead a little bit.
Yes.
And so you're not running into it and getting run over by it.
Right. And the way that we're setting ours up is that we have between every week, there's a section for notes because there's just going to be things throughout the week. The random meeting you take, you sit down with the committee at church to talk about the banquet and you just got to take notes for it. Just the little things that the kids sport practice and you got to write down the things you got to remember. So I love notes. So every single week between the weeks, there's a note-taking, there's note pages. There's also an ability to see the month But then what I love most is that weekly spread. Mm-hmm. And the way that we are encouraging people to actually see their week is through a little bit of a, I do appreciate the funnel system, if you will, that PlannerPad used. And a lot of other planners will use this type of an organization system. Mm-hmm. And what I find really helpful about it is at the very top, what you're going to be doing is writing down your roles and your responsibilities, kind of your identities, the hats you wear during the week. What are those? So business owner, I'm doing my own, a family and a friend member, that, mm-hmm. including mom, dad, all, you know, taking mm-hmm. homeschooling. Health and adoption stuff, travel logistics, meal planning. These are things that every single week I'm providing for all of these things. Mm. And so I'm thinking, when I put this hat on, what are the things that I need to do this week? And I'm writing those down.
Write those down in their little box.
Yeah, under my role or the hat that I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. Then the next step of this is to think about, what day am I going to be able to do this thing that I just wrote down on? I said that I needed to sit down and order this new homeschooling math approach because this other one we've been doing doesn't work. Great. It looks like I'm going to do that on Wednesday because I know I usually have a planning hour that day where I can tend to things like that. Now, I don't really know what time, but I'm just going to put it down for Wednesday. Now, when I'm getting granular and I'm actually thinking about the entire week, starting from early in the morning until late at night, because too many of these stinking planners don't give you enough time slots. They don't give you enough hours. They think you're a college student.
Getting up
at 9 or 10 and your day's done at 6 or 7. Like, nope. I got to be.
That's just when it's getting busy.
Sometimes I got to be up at 5, 4:30 or 5, and I'm going until 10, okay? Mm-hmm. And I need slots so I can keep track. Mm-hmm. And so this is the portion where you're going to be writing down when you're going to be doing what. So I know that on Wednesdays at noon, I've got a mother's helper. So that task about finding the new math curriculum is going to go right there at noon. And then all the other tasks kind of fit in too. So that's kind of the beauty of weekly planning, is just you're viewing it from your own roles and the responsibilities God's entrusting you with. And then you are finding it's a time budget is all it is. Mm. We budget with our money. We have to budget our time. It's a different resource, but this is what you're doing. And you're assigning different tasks. You're protecting your priorities, and you're making sure that the week is given to the things you know it's supposed to be given to, and that it doesn't just slip away on a social media scroll or in the grind or at work. Mm-hmm. And so that is kind of the significance of weekly planning.
When you're doing this, when you're looking at the annual, you can see the month, you're getting into the week to plan your days. Things get done. Goals are achieved. You feel like you had a good day. And that reduces so much anxiety mm-hmm. and worry and doubt. You go, okay, we did the things. I'm not forgetting that thing because I had it written down and we got it done.
Yep. Yeah. When we go on vacation, I don't usually do things like this. You know, I let it go. I trust our budget to go on pause. I trust my planner. I don't fill it in, you know, really, unless, you know, we were going to go on a vacation that required heavy planning. Most of the ones we take, I try not to do a ton of that to not create too much stress for myself. But where was I going with that?
You
made a face at me like you weren't buying what I was throwing down, and it
a good bit of planning on a number of these trips.
You think I still overplan our trips? Hey, write them down in the planner. Okay, I know where I was going. I usually, those weeks are blank, but by the end of that, when I come home from the trip and whatnot, I am itching to just get back to the planning, to get back to the budget, to get back to things, because it feels so good. Both of them can feel really good, knowing that you've planned well, so you can just go ahead and coast for a bit. But then knowing that in your everyday life, you are planning so that you're not missing things or skipping things or living unintentionally. you know, I don't want to, if I'm going to be accountable to the Lord and all of heaven on the day of final judgment, the last thing that, I mean, there's a lot of things I don't want the Lord to say to me, but I certainly don't want him to say that I squandered my time. Mm-hmm. I underperformed as a disciple, and it's just because I was a lazy bum who didn't get my, I didn't put any intentionality into the way we lived our life. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely not what I want to have happen. And I know it's not what you want to have said either.
No. And by being intentional with your time, that's how you are going to avoid that conversation later. So I want you to have a way to be intentional.
Yeah.
Some folks, yes, you know what? That monk manual is going to be the way for you. Others, it's going to be the saint maker, or the blessed is she, or the whatever it is. I think we've put together something pretty cool.
We have. And it is unique. Like you had said earlier, it doesn't have some of those journalistic features. I get upset when journals try to, mm-hmm. or when planners try to ask me what I'm grateful for. I don't need it to ask me that. I need it to help me plan my week. Mm-hmm. I get irritated when it asks me to check on a box how many glasses of water I drank. I don't need it to tell me that. I need it to help me plan my week. And so we have pretty much, if you are looking for something that is really streamlined and smart and integrated with our Catholic faith and its role and identity based, this is a great planner for you.
Mm-hmm. You can check it out at bigcatholiccalendar.com.
And right now is the presale.
Ooh!
So get on over there and save some bucks. Check it out. Share it with a friend. And let us know what you think of it.
Mm-hmm. That's bigcatholiccalendar.com.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.